from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Ty Law is here in the studio with us, week one of the NFL season upon us, and Ty is talking about that. You can talk about it all day long here at WEEI, and Jones and Keith will talk with Hunter Henry coming up at 10:15. Always a good time, Hunter Henry. And then Jacoby Brissett this afternoon at 3. So you will hear from your starting quarterback this afternoon at 3. We just spoke with Gerard Mayo, and I don't know if you got any nuggets.
I did. Great question by Courtney. I got a golden juicy nugget. This whole Mayo, Jacoby Brissett being the starter all year long, not because if he doesn't perform well, at least he made it seem like, and based on what he told us, he's the final decision maker.
Yep.
If Jacoby Brissett ain't playing well, coming out the game. That's why my expectations are we see Drake May before week 6. I don't even know if he makes it. You might be right, Courtney. You've talked about this. If he plays bad against Cincinnati, I wouldn't be surprised if he ain't starting week 2 in Seattle.
I think week 5 is the day, because I heard Fitzy say this the last couple weeks. I've heard Zoe bring this up. The people that are connected down there, Andy Hart said this to me over the weekend a couple weeks ago, where he said they want to have it be a home opener. So week 5 would be the, you know, week 2 would seem a little quick. Brady's going to be in the building doing the game for Fox.
So Miami.
Miami week 5 at Gillette Stadium. I think that, and then, but this also gives them, if the team plays well and they're 2-2 or 2-3, then I think Brissett keeps going.
Wouldn't you rather see Seattle as your first, though, rather than Miami?
Well, no,
Drake May.
But here's a good point. I think Ty can allude to this, because if you get your first 3 or 4 weeks of the season and your defense looks good, it's easier to put a rookie in there when you know you got a good defense that can be like, all right, we can play to our strength.
But do we know we got a good defense right now?
That's the biggest.
One of the best defensive players is gone.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
But you're completely disregarding the plan. Like, what's the point of, you know what Jacoby Brissett is or isn't.
Right.
So what is the point of starting him week one? You know how he's going to play. He's not going to be great. And then you're just going to rip him out and start. I don't think their expectation is that Drake May plays for a considerable amount of time. He just said again, he said it like 5 times now on this show. Even though it might not be popular, we're sticking with the plan.
Right.
I think you also got to look at the flip side of things, because sometimes you put a young quarterback in, if the expectations isn't to win but 4 to 4.5 games, right? That's what Vegas says. If you put your young franchise quarterback in that situation, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that's going to be a boost of confidence? You know, they're going to be looking to replace you.
We're back to this thing where you're ruining a young quarterback by starting him. Like, nobody, the Washington Commanders don't care about that.
I'm just saying that's what Mayo may be thinking. I don't know, but if you
that's
have
not
a schedule
giving
like
enough credit to Drake. Like huh? Drake has only shown that he is like ready to take this on, that he doesn't seem rattled at all when he's out there. Mm-hmm. So then that's what they should be doing. They should be riding him if they have to show that they have any type of
I would.
Backing. Right.
I'm saying I would, because when I mean, you pick the guy that high, might right. as well put him in. You yeah. ain't expected to win much anyway.
Right.
But at the same time, you want to protect your quarterback, because mm-hmm. we don't know his psyche. We don't know his mindset. All you do is see is what's on the interview. All you do is see is what they give him, the limited options out there on the field. That's not the full playbook. So mentally, you don't know if he's ready or not, because to be honest, guys, no one gives a damn about the preseason. No one's playing real football in the preseason.
Right.
Ain't nobody even playing hard. You're playing not to get hurt. So what are you really seeing no matter what he throws out there on the field and during the preseason? You know that, Wiggy. Right. We ain't giving a damn.
And I always look at it like this. When the expectations are lower for your team, where like it's not like you're not going to win, I think that's the best time to put the younger players in and give them all the opportunity in the world, because now you don't expect anything, and it's a great way for them to learn, grow in pains. Well, let me ask you this, Ty. Because you are a first-round pick, right? And I know it's a little bit different, but it's still about confidence coming in.
Right.
When you came in as a rookie, and I can't remember, were you penciled in starter week one?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
No, I mean,
How long did it take you to, like...
I started by week three.
Okay.
It was week three, but I came in and, you know, I had Maurice Hurst. You know, he was a Pro Bowler. Ricky Reynolds was a veteran.
Okay.
You know, I was looked at as somebody to replace in the future, but no one expected me, even though I was a late first-round draft pick, to come in and make an impact right away. But, you know, I had other plans, but that was my mentality.
You and week three, you shut out the Cardinals.
Like that. I'm coming in there to take your damn job.
Yeah. That was impressive, Tide. Week three of 96, 31-0, you won. You were part of a shutout.
I think the first start, because it was like a nickel dime thing, it was Atlanta. It was Atlanta. Was that week two?
I don't see Atlanta here. Were you 96 or 95?
I was 95.
Oh, I was off by a year. Darn it. Okay, I'll look
damn,
that up.
I'm old.
Yeah, because 95, that was the year before the Super Bowl.
Atlanta was week four.
Huh? Okay. Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Who was week three?
At the Niners.
Okay, I see. So it was week four.
Okay.
It was week four, yep.
But Drew Bledsoe started right away.
How'd he do?
That was the 93 season, and they're coming off, what, two wins the year prior to that, or whatever the 92 season was. And I think Drew he actually did pretty well for a young quarterback, and you could say, oh, wow, this guy's got something. See, that's what I'm looking
for. They won only five games, but they had four straight to win to end that year. So they won four straight games to get to 5-11, and he clearly had taken the reins
of
the job.
I'm looking at Drake May. The reason why I start him, because I want to at least go, okay, I see something in him where I know next year he's going to be so far ahead, because he has all this experience underneath him. And I've asked the question to many players all the time. How much more do you learn from actually getting live game reps versus sitting on the sideline?
Oh, man, you learn so much more when you're in game action.
Right.
You can't. I don't care, even in practice, you can't duplicate the game and the speed of the game when you're in practice. I don't give a damn how many scout team guys you got. I don't care how much film you look at of the other team. You can never replicate that when you're trying to practice. So, do we see him right away? Probably not. But before the season ends, because he is the future, he's going to get at least 7-8 games as a starter. I really believe that. So I don't even believe Gerard is my boy. I don't believe him that Jacoby is going to be the starter throughout the season. You're not going to sit that man and then come into the season next year with the same thing. Well, he's your guy now, and he never got any real action. That's
and
not
I
th- going
to
happen.
I think the plan, Greg, had a lot more to do with ownership and the desire to have the conversation we're having over the summer, where they wanted it to be a battle. And they got the opportunity, because if not for that conversation, what's the story? What would we have discussed?
Yeah.
And I think that the crafts, and that's a good way to run a business.
If they scripted that, then the script, the final page should have been Drake May's
start. Yes.
But I don't think that they thought that Drake May was going to play that well.
It's like a great movie till the end, and you're like, damn, what the hell is this? I said 2 hours
for this. But here's this, guys. If Drake May starts week one, what's the second act? if Brissett starts, then it's when are we going to get Drake May?
Yeah, but nobody's going to tune in until Drake May touches the field.
But, but if Drake May starts and they lose anyway, then what's the purpose?
Because you're watching a young quarterback develop, and if he gets better over the course of the season, it's just more hope going forward.
All game Sunday is going to be people on social media begging for Drake May. That's what the broadcast is.
And that might be what the coach want, the fans want. We want to have, because obviously from what people are saying, we ain't going to be too much to cheer about around here. So what do we got to look forward to? But I think taking mental reps as a quarterback, standing on the sideline, seeing what's going on, he's like, when I get in there, you'll be better prepared. So I like the fact that, you know, he chose Jacoby Brissett. You know what you're going to get or you know what you're not going to get.
Yeah. Drake, I think we know what we're not going to get.
Yes,
you don't think you're going to the playoffs anyway. This is not a Super Bowl run, so we're talking about all these things, but we got to realize that this is a young player. You have to develop him. I mean, how much even coming out? Did anybody think that he would be this high? You know, before he had a great season in college, I don't think anybody was talking about him like that.
Well, no, Drake May, it was Caleb Williams at the beginning of the college football season before the draft. Right. And Jaden Daniels kind of came on late. So Drake was like, you know, could he be two? Could he be three? I don't know, Shyman. I could be wrong about this. You're more into, like, the prospect world. There might have been, like, a week where they said, oh, could he be one, and then kind of moved on.
Before last season started, conversations.
Before last season started.
Shyman had him 1 through 12 in several different marks.
No, I had him 1 the whole way through, baby. He was my number one guy the whole way through.
Yes, you did. Just in case. Yeah, I got him going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is Keith. Hey, Keith, what's up?
Good morning, everyone. So in Jacoby has started 3 years, basically, and in those years he's thrown like 14 touchdowns and 6 picks. That's his averages for the 3 years that he played. That's in today's NFL, it's just not good enough, which is fine. It is what it is. By week 5, you get an opportunity to skip San Fran. You get an opportunity to skip the Jets front, and then you get the kid in. Right. Kind of not that Miami's offense is great, but the defense is just, it's okay. It's not as good as those other guys. That's a nice soft landing spot for him at home. And, you know, like I said, like everyone else is saying over there, there's not going to be a ton of excitement this year. He's kind of the excitement for the team this year.
Yeah.
So I think everyone wants to see him play when he's ready.
Okay. We don't have time for it right now, but speaking of the Jets, have you heard they released a little bit of Bill's show, Coach?
Yep.
Have you heard him gush about the New York football Jets?
I have not, but I know why he's not coaching. It's because he'd bring that idiot with him that he was being asked questions by, Matt Patricia.
Do you want, we could get to, you want to get to that?
I would love to.
Okay.
I said this a long time ago.
You were right, Wiggs. You've been right about everything, actually.
I said this a long time ago.
If I had something that I could light up right now, I'd sit back and I said this a long time ago.
You said Bill was going to be the next head coach of the New York Jets. You did say it a long time ago. So, all right, we'll get to that coming up. Ty Law's here. Are you here till the end of the show?
Yeah, I'm here till the end.
Okay, all right. Ty's here till the end of the show. It's a Ty Tuesday, Patriots Monday, all of that. Here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Curtis, Wiggy, and I all winners when it comes to college football this weekend. The number one Georgia Bulldogs took down number 14 Clemson 34-3 on Saturday. You didn't go to UMass. But
no,
your
no,
boys,
no. My
I know.
My sons go there.
Well, they would have won if the Wiggins boys played. I'll tell you that.
Right. Yeah, good point.
They would have got some sacks. I believe that.
I was sent a photo of you sitting there watching the game by none other than our old colleague Gresh.
Oh, okay.
Who was doing the game, I guess, and sent me a picture of Wiggins, the back of Wiggins.
Yep, I'm always there. You can find me.
Yes.
And BC went to Tallahassee to take down FSU last night, 28-13.
Go Eagles.
And Ty's Michigan Wolverines have Texas this weekend.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah. We got a big one, but we up for it. I mean, you know, week one, just getting the kinks out, but we good.
Did you watch the documentary Curtis brought up earlier? What's it called, Curtis?
Untold about Connor Connor Stallions, Michigan on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I just watched it, man. That was pretty damn interesting. He's a smart dude.
He sure is.
I mean, you see that graph that he put up? With
unbelievable.
Oh, man, that's absolutely incredible.
You should, why don't you hire him to come work for Corvus?
Huh? Hey, man, if he got some analytics and he can do that, I need to go holler at him.
Yes. He could steal, like, secret info from all the other vodka companies.
I'd take it, too.
I think he should be hired by Belichick.
If it's a secret, I'd take it. This game I'm in.
Send him down to Tito Beverage's house and see what he can do when it comes to the competition.
Hey, man, but I really believe that is absolutely incredible the way he thinks and what he put together.
Right.
You know, as far as his graph and memorizing all that stuff. Hey, man,
if they don't want to change the signals on the other side, that's their fault.
Hey, guess what? Look, Wiggy, as players, I try to steal signals.
Right.
Hey, when I'm out there on the field and I see something, mm-hmm. I'm looking on the sideline every time. If you're that obvious, damn it, I'm trying to see what it is so I can put that in my memory bank. And I've made plays like that before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. By watching the other coaches do signals way out there. You know,
so what did he have? All kinds of, like, math, like, numbers, Curtis? Like,
he would dress up in other teams, like, garb and go watch their practices.
And then put it all together.
Yeah.
You know, but then you see how he puts, like, he tapes himself doing the signals.
Yeah.
You know, and then he puts this graph up, and he has thousands.
And then he has this.
Like, that's incredible.
He has this thing that he hasn't sold, and he was asked about it on the documentary, where he has every town, every recruit that was drafted. So he has places that are like hot spots,
right,
where players, he's like, this is where you should recruit players because they had, you know, it's like Aliquippa, you know, like you have all these people that are from this one small town that for some reason make it. And he's like, I did it. He's done it for every draft pick in his life.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. But for you to love something, you know, that much and love a school and love the game of football that much, I mean, you deserve a job somewhere. You know what I mean? Damn, because, I mean, I love me some Michigan, but I'd be damn.
No surprise here, but when it comes to data like that, Curtis, I like it in the form of a pie chart.
Yes, that would.
Okay. Yeah.
A la mode.
And pumpkin in honor of the season.
Yes, of course.
These favorite
of
seasons.
Course.
Of course.
Yeah. The Red Sox dropped one to the Mets yesterday, 4-1. They've got another one with them tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And fresh cut and ready to go watermelon is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up cut watermelon for an amazing 59 cents a pound. Only 59 cents a pound for fresh cut watermelon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 62 degrees, sunny skies, beautiful day, afternoon high, sunny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the 70s.
Ty Law's here. Ty and Wiggy, zero musical taste whatsoever. I'll throw Courtney in. Ty's like, is that the Partridge Family? No, it's the Who, you idiot.
They do kind of sound like the Beatles.
It's one of the one of the greatest rock bands of all time, the Who. All right. My Lord, get a grip.
Who?
Who? All right, Ty Law's here. It's a Ty Tuesday. And it's a Patriots Monday all day long, and that means that you will hear Jacoby Brissett in advance of his first start as a New England Patriots quarterback regular season on Sunday. Jacoby Brissett at 3 this afternoon. We were talking about the division earlier and about the Jets, because Aaron Rodgers says that they all know that they are a Super Bowl-bound team. I'm paraphrasing what Aaron Rodgers said, but we played it during They Said It. Bill Belichick, they've released a little bit of Bill and his show Coach.
Who's the co-host?
That's Matt Patricia, who is available to to co-host.
Wow.
And so, you know what it was, Curtis? They wanted to find somebody who could not in any way be offensive.
Well done.
And so they grabbed Matt Patricia. So it's Bill and Matt Patricia.
And Matt Walsh is actually the cameraman.
And here's Bill, Wiggy, absolutely effusive in his praise of the New York Jets.
The Jets are one of the hardest teams to prepare for from a skill standpoint because of Breece Hall, outstanding running back that has the ability to take the ball the distance. He's very good in the passing game. And defensively, you want to do everything you can to get the ball out of his hands and load the box. Problem is, if you load the box, you're singled out there on Wilson, and that's a tall order right there to deal with him in one-on-one coverage. And then his run after the catch is you know, exceptional. And Aaron knows how to use them, and Aaron will know, you know, where the defense is heavy and where they're light and be able to work the ball there. And they just need to solidify the consistency of the offensive line. But on paper, you know, I think they have a good offense, and they're hard to defend with a good quarterback, a great wide receiver, and a great running back.
Wow. He loves them.
All right.
He does love them.
I said it. What Bill is doing is, it's not an audition for, like, teams. I think what Bill is doing is just saying, hey, I've evolved. And so when I'm coming back to coach next year, all you owners out there that are going to be looking, understand that I can be relatable. I'm taking the advantage of technology. I'm working well with others.
Yeah, but I would say the guy that he's with is part of the reason he's not on a sideline.
Yeah, but he can care less about that. So
what do you mean? So he's going to want to bring his own staff.
But he'll bring Matt Patricia to help out on defense. Yeah. Patricia on defense, fine, no issues at all.
He's not going to coach again.
Who?
Bill Belichick.
This is the perfect situation. Aaron Rodgers only has one more year on his contract left after that. Bill doesn't want to coach forever, but he does want to win another, or at least have the opportunity to win another Super Bowl. And I've said this before, Bill with Rodgers in Dallas, Buffalo, Philadelphia, and who was the other team that we talked about?
You talked about Dallas a lot.
Philadelphia, Buffalo, and now the Jets. Those four teams, you don't think if Bill Belichick is coaching those teams are not viewed as Super Bowl contenders with the talent that they have?
I totally agree with you on that one. And looking at the Jets situation, that's interesting. You might be a prophet there, Wiggy. Huh? Yeah, that might be something to that.
I was in New York with Belichick and Parcells during that whole thing when he went from New York and then came to New England.
Yeah, I was illegal because I called him. I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, it wasn't. and Ty, you know this better than anybody else.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he had issues with the Jets and the owner, Woody Johnson, at the time. His issue was Parcells was the kind of GM,
right. Yeah.
And he would have been the coach, and he would have been under Parcells' thumb.
Right.
And I don't think he wanted that, so he didn't have issues. So when people are like, Bill hates the Jets, he hates the Jets, no. He hated the situation of being under Parcells. So if him going back to the Jets, he's got no issues with the team.
Well, think about what Bill, if he went, I'm sitting there looking at the drama part of it. If Bill went back to New York, do you think that a little bit of him wants to just give it to the Patriots?
Oh, yes.
I don't know how much of a factor it is for him, but he probably, if he had his choice, would love to coach in the division.
Buffalo,
that damn documentary? Don't you think
yes,
he'd love to come back here?
Oh, yeah.
A thousand times.
As the head coach of the Jets or the Bills?
And it would be so great for us. Oh, would it be awesome.
That's just being competitive, but at the same time, hey, let's not forget that documentary. He ain't going to forget about that.
He said it on the Brady roast about how, Tom, you think this is a roast. You should have seen what the 10-part documentary
said. Yeah, exactly.
And think about this. Both coaches, Sean McDermott and Robert Saleh, a bolt on the hot seat. If those guys don't win, you don't think that those owners are going to be looking for new head coaches?
Right, and the trepidation would be that you're fearful if you're Woody Johnson or you're the Pegulas that you're going to watch Bill go to the Jets or go to the Bills. So they're going to want to be first. If I'm the Jets, I fire Salah today and right, bring him in.
Right, but if they have any type of season that's worth a damn, do you think that they're going to get rid of Salah just to bring Belichick in? Because
what is
those guys, they're supposed to be winning. 12 games. 11, 12 games. That's what the Jets are supposed to win. Yeah. So
I think
if they
Jets
do accomplish that and do not make the Super Bowl, are they going to fire the coach and bring in Bill Belichick?
I think if Aaron Rodgers wants Bill and they don't get to the Super Bowl, then Bill will be there.
And Buffalo, I think Buffalo has to get to the AFC Championship. If they don't get to the AFC Championship, I think then Buffalo, the owners there, they're trying to build this new stadium. They're going to say, we need to make a change. I think the Jets are looking at the window of Aaron Rodgers. And Robert Saleh, even if he has a good season, if they get bounced in the first round of the divisional round, I think they're looking at, we need to get, because we're only going to have the window with Rodgers is closing.
Yeah.
What's giving us the best chance of winning a Super Bowl? It's just like Tampa Bay. You think the Bucs owners care that Brady was only there for, what, 3 years? No, he won a Super Bowl.
That's why I think that he has a better chance of going to Dallas.
Dallas is
a
good
one. Instead of the Jets and go to Dallas and do a Tom Brady, go to the NFC and say, hey, I went to NFC and got one too. I don't know. I know he ain't that petty, but I just still think his chance will be better at a situation like the Cowboys.
But he knows. See, here's the thing with Bill, right? If he looks at the AFC. A team like Baltimore and Kansas City don't scare him because we've seen what he's been able to do defensively against those teams. He's looking at it. You give me the Jets defense, and I'm going against those teams, I'll come up with a game plan to slow down Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Do I have enough on offense that and if you got Aaron Rodgers or if you got Josh Allen in Buffalo, it's the, you know, he's got to be looking at it. Maybe he does bring in Josh McDaniels.
But if you go to the NFC and you have a defense and a quarterback, the least path of resistance for another championship that you want, all-time leader in wins, another Super Bowl, you go to the NFC.
I agree with you. You go to the NFC for that. I agree with you. It is the NFC because you don't have to deal with
Mahomes. I think the best job, if I were Bill, and it had nothing to do with any venom towards the Crafts, it would be the Eagles if that came available.
That's a good one.
I mean, that team is loaded.
Yeah.
But why would that become available?
Because Sirianni is...
He's another one on the hot seat.
On the hot seat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And him and there's reports, and you know when there's smoke, there's fire. Him and Jalen Hurts don't really see eye to eye.
Not vibing.
Yeah, and you paid Jalen Hurts, what, $220 million, $212 million, whatever they paid him.
Yeah.
They're not going to move on from Jalen Hurts. They're going to move on from the coach first, so... There's another, and the guy, the owner.
Well, I don't know. Have they seen how great Mac Jones looks in preseason?
Can you imagine Bill and Mac Jones?
By the way, I don't think Mac Jones will enter the New England region after what Ninkovich said on his podcast.
My guy, Ninko. Played.
Huh?
What happened?
I mean, Ninko.
Play the clip.
What happened?
You haven't heard it?
No.
Oof.
They ended up talking about Mac Jones, and Dan, who does the podcast with Ninkovich, was telling him that apparently Mac Jones was not a fan of Ninkovich's. Yeah,
correct.
Oh, wow.
And here is what our guy Rob said as a response.
He don't like us either.
Oh, yeah. No, he don't like you.
I don't give a f-. You think I'll smack the out of
he does not like you.
I don't care.
I'm fine with him. He does not like you.
I don't care. Do you care if somebody doesn't like you?
No.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you.
I hope he has a great career as a backup. And he makes a ton of money.
Well, that's the I just love how everybody's like, he's gonna look at him. We should never have got rid of him.
Who? Like, yeah. Oh, God.
There's people that are out there.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out. They needed a change. The demeanor alone between Mac Jones and Drake May are completely different. Yeah, you know, I just got to keep working and got to get better. And, you know, I'm just going to keep working hard and wasn't my best and I got to be better.
Wow. Oof. And Nico said it.
The quote is, I will smack the S out of Mac Jones.
It was so. I watched the clip like five times when it got posted. And I was so confused because when Ninko was on the show last year, he was always very complimentary of Mac. So I'm like, what the
I've never
heck
loved
happened?
Ninko more in my life. That man is a handsome, handsome man.
I hate to say this to Ninko, but it does sort of seem like you don't like it when he doesn't like you.
Hey, I'd be careful. We had Ninko on the show. Ninko, he say he got plenty of gas left in that tank when it comes to throwing them hands. I'd be careful. Ninko's one person. I don't want to get on his bad side.
How pissed is Sophie? I mean. Yeah.
Hey, if I'm Mac Jones, I'm like, man, I don't need to go nowhere near Ninkovich. He gonna slap the idiot. He said it with aggression too.
Mac Jones is gonna like 5 years from now be invited back for some event. He's gonna go in the other direction.
Did Mac? He had a pretty good preseason.
Yeah, he had a good season.
Okay. Yeah. He'll smack the
He said that with aggression. Let me see him again. Because it was like Dan was like. Ooh, I talked to Mac. He had some interesting words.
I want to play that for Mac, and I guarantee you he pees a little.
I would love to know what he said about Ninko, though.
I know.
I have no idea. We can ask Ninko.
We got to ask Ninko. He'll tell us. Because when you heard...
he knew that the back had been running his
when
mouth.
When you heard Dan O'Brien talk about it, he had said, like, oh, he likes me.
Yeah, he doesn't like you.
I think he used to do, like, commercials for Dan O'Brien. So I wonder what he said about
me. Yes, hello.
Like I said, got to control what I can control. And
it was probably went home. He's like, Sophie, Rob Ninkovich wants to beat me up.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement.
I love the Nesson headline. Ex-Patriots star threatens to smack the bleep out of Mac Jones.
Yes. Give us a Duval.
Well, you know, off of that, we got to ask Ty when we going to do our shot o'clock.
Duval.
Our what?
Our shot o'clock.
Hey, what time is it, Wiggy?
You tell me, Ty, what time is it?
Shot o'clock. We're not 5 o'clock shot. Somewhere.
We have to have a shot now?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first week back of the season.
For this football season.
Which one is it?
Huh? This is the grilled pineapple. Okay. Corbin's grilled pineapple. Right. Hey, you guys, Shime, I know Curtis don't drink Jackson with a nice clean haircut now. Uh-huh. Hey, looking good, brother. Hey, cheers, right. Man. Good
cheers.
To be back.
Great having you back on the
great
show.
Great to have you back, Ty.
Shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock. As Jim Cook says, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Preach.
So, shot o'clock. There we go. It's great to have Ty Law back on the show for another NFL season every Tuesday, Ty Tuesday. Hold on.
I love the grilled pineapple,
that is smooth.
Too.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, we'll be right back. All right, well, it has been Ty Tuesday with the great Ty Law. Before you go, I'm sure you have countless things that you want to plug.
Yeah, no, I got a couple things. Hey, okay. I got a hell of a weekend this weekend, guys, with Corvus Falcons. So check us out. New Hampshire, everybody, I'm going to be in Nashville, New Hampshire on Friday from 5:30 to 7:30 at Willow Springs Plaza. Governor Sununu, he's going to be there. He's going to come hang out and support on Saturday.
Who got you and Corvus Vodka the connect with Governor Sununu?
It's my good friend Greg Hill.
Was that this radio show?
Yeah, it's good friend Greg Hill. I always got to show that plug. Yeah, and then on Saturday, for those here in Massachusetts, I'm asking you guys to come too for the umpteenth time. I'm going to be at Calhoun's. So come to Calhoun's at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Saturday.
Saga Swings.
Saga Swings all day long. Swings.
It's going to be a live band. It's going to be like 400-plus people already signed up, ready to rock and roll. Okay. And then Sunday, I'm going back to New Hampshire at the GOAT. All right. So it's going to be the watch party for the season. So I'll be in Manchester, New Hampshire, the GOAT. Right in Manchester.
In Manchester.
So I'll be there with, Al and Jamie. You know what I mean? So we're going to go do the thing there, too. So if you want to watch the game, because it's a away game, come on over to the GOAT, New Hampshire. So New Hampshire, here I come, y'all. Show up and show out.
And what time will it be when you're out there?
Oh, I'm going to be out there for the start of the game, for the start of the kickoff.
He wants you to say shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it's shot o'clock. Oh, there we go.
That worked better.
It got to my head already. I done got a little buzz.
Rich Keefe is here.
Hello?
Shot o'clock for Rich?
Shot o'clock.
Let's go.
Shot o'clock.
Come in. Ty Law, Hall of Famer.
Grilled pineapple. Hey,
pineapple's over this.
You know the same.
Look at this.
You know,
we sit down on the show right here on the Greg Hill show.
I love it. A lot of excitement about Boston College around these places.
Yes, as there should be. Thank you very much.
Shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock. Hey, Wiggy.
Yes, shot o'clock.
Big win against a horrible Florida State team, but a nice win, though.
That is a nice win. Wiggy.
You want one more, Greg?
No,
Vinny Wiggy.
Hey, you know what they say when you hang out with Super Bowl champs?
Yeah. That's right. What do they say?
They say, F around and find out.
Yeah, right. That's right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. There we go.
I read that.
Okay. All right. Good.
All right. Very good.
Company man.
You're going to learn tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to learn tonight.
Well, I learned a lot about these parking spots for captains. Oh, yeah. That's what I learned.
Yeah. That's it.
That was quite a breakdown.
Show team player of the week at your parking spot, too.
You know how many times I got asked, why was you never a captain? Oh, my God. I never got voted in.
No.
Any nuggets that you got from
Mayo?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Great question by Courtney when she asked, how do you get Drake May ready just on the sidelines? And he said he's going to get first-team reps.
That's it.
He's going to get first-team reps.
Yeah.
Didn't Belichick say you can't give two quarterbacks first-team reps?
Yes, he did.
That is correct.
Yes, very interesting.
That Jacoby. Belichick said that?
Belichick did back in the day with you guys. He was like Brady and Bledsoe. He's like, he had to choose. He said it wasn't fair to the team, wasn't fair to those guys, and he went with Brady.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
Like when do you remember two quarterbacks getting first-team? Like, Wiggy, when you were in like Minnesota, were they like, hey, here's Cole Pepper, and here's like
no,
the other guy?
No, I was there. That's
you might get like the last.
I ain't gonna have you bleep me out right now. I knew you was getting ready. I ain't gonna start the first week.
No, you don't. We don't. Nah, I never been. The backup might have got like two reps.
Exactly. If it's 10 reps, the starter gets 7, the backup get 3 in case somebody hurts. So you know that's
much.
Hey. See, Shawn was trying. He thought I was going to say bullshit.
Oh, well, there you go. You showed him.
Got him. Got him. Yeah, you got him. Dumped out. That's a, what do we do? How much is it to the Greg Hill Foundation every time you swear?
100.
100 bucks.
Yeah, 100 bucks.
Yeah, not bad. Huh?
Where's the swear jar at anyway? It should be sitting in front
somewhere.
Wiggy's sitting on it.
No, believe me.
If I had the
swear jar, I'd be empty. Is that money I would have been spent.
We went from shot o'clock to o'clock.
That's it. That is it.
What are you guys doing?
Hunter Henry coming up today.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to want to miss that.
He loves being on the radio.
Oh, yeah, that is it.
Hunter Henry loves being on the radio.
Almost as much as Christian Gonzalez. He's going to be on right after Hunter Henry today. I don't have time if you want to sit in and talk to these guys and maybe help us out a little bit.
Could you bring some Corvus to Hunter Henry? It might help.
That would help. Although it's not following a loss.
Hunter Henry's got some entertainment. So he's entertaining, huh?
I wouldn't really use entertaining is the right word. I would ask him about where he ranks Patriots tight ends.
Okay.
Maybe get a Wiggy nugget in there somewhere.
Where do you rank Patriots tight ends?
Yeah.
See if Wiggy is mentioned.
Over the years.
All time. I think you meant where they rank in the league. Oh, you mean all time?
All time.
It's a fun exercise.
Maybe get him talking a little bit. Don't ask him about his quarterback.
Ask him about the quarterback. Nope. Does not want to.
Normally, when you say pause. You know, that's what they say right now.
Pause.
You know, because you're ranking tight ends. Rephrase it.
You say, I'm letting you know before I get to this word, I don't mean it in another direction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Pause.
Pause. Yeah.
Or what about Hunter Henry, friends with Mac? Who would he take, Ninko or Mac?
That is true.
Why was Ninkovich was like, Mac? What got into him?
We digging for that clip. One.
We need to know.
Yeah,
he was like, what'd you say it was like movie-wise?
It was like, you remember the movie Friday?
Yeah, of course.
And Ice Cube and Smokey, when he was like, what'd he say? This is what he said. He said he come back at 10 o'clock. He killing both of us if we ain't got his money.
Big perm.
I want to know.
What did Mac Jones say about Rob Ninkovich?
I don't know.
That he wants to slap the S out of him. Don't say it, Ty. Slap the S out of him.
He said it with aggression, too.
Yes, he was. He was angry at
him.
Would they even know each other?
I would take Ninkovich.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Over Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I would take Ninkovich in that cold tub he sits in over him.
You know Mac Jones, they're like dancing and Mac kicks him in the nuts and then runs away. You know that's how he does it.
What if Mac was like some secretive MMA fighter that we
it's possible.
Hey, there's quiet ones.
You guys are quiet ones. You gotta check the ear.
Are you
check
the ear. Cauliflower? Are you saying Mac Jones has old man strength?
No, maybe he's like, maybe because he's like, I always feel like this kids that would never really like popular, they always took karate.
Was he training with Joe Mazzulla?
Yeah. So you never know. Maybe next thing you know, Rob's like, well, wait a second. We're kicking now?
I didn't sign up for this.
Matt Jones, he might got a cauliflower ear. You don't know?
He does the crane?
Yep.
He's like Dwight.
All right, Jones Johnny. And Keith next. So obviously, talking to those guys.
That's
and then
right.
What else?
Tommy Kern is going to join us at 12:30 as well. And just talking about Mayo talking quarterbacks.
Okay. When's Kiefer Madness?
That is at 12:45. We actually have a good one today.
Love Kiefer Madness. Yeah, yeah.
Any of the bits on today's show drawn up by Taylor Swift?
No, but I'll take any suggestions she has. If she wants to send one our way, we'll use it.
All right. All right, Ty.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, man. I'm looking forward to the season, man.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Be a good one.
All right. That's Ty Law. What chime? You're looking at me. Oh, I need to do a giveaway before we go. All right.
Oh.
Before we go, we would like to treat you to lunch or to dinner at Time Out Market Boston. So if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you get a $100 gift card for Time Out Market, and you can have lunch or dinner on the Greg Hill Show. It's brought to you by Time Out Market. They are celebrating their 5th anniversary. So
can we get, because Mayo did say this when we're down there, because I would love to see this. Shime, this is his dream. Can we get Shime to draw up a play and give it to Mayo to see if they actually use it?
See if they would use it.
Like the Taylor Swift play?
Yes. Shime. Oop, right.
So you better start thinking about some stuff.
All right, I'm a big fan of the dagger concept.
Okay, Jesus, Lord.
Clear out in the in route behind it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It works.
Shime's nickname is Taylor Swass. they call him. All right, we got to go.
Okay.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
All right, we are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.